San Francisco hair salon owner who feuded with Nancy Pelosi raised $300,000. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 8, 2020. A San Francisco hair salon owner who feuded with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, thanked supporters for their generosity and for helping her raise $300,000 through a crowdfunding effort. Erica Caius told Fox News on Monday that a GoFundMe page was set up to cover the costs of relocating her business after she released a video of Pelosi visiting the salon without a mask, and Pelosi retaliated. The fund has reached its goal of more than $300,000. I wish I could personally thank every person who sent me their prayers, words of encouragement and support, especially at a time when so many are struggling to make ends meet in their own lives, Caius said, before also thanking family and friends for their support. I'm very humbled and grateful to have received such an outpouring of kindness, empathy and generosity from people I don't even know, and from all walks of life and all sides of the political spectrum. It's a powerful reminder that the common things that bind us all together as Americans are far more meaningful and lasting than political and ideological differences that get so much attention and focus, she continued. Former Nevada State GOP Chairwoman Amy Tarkanian set up the fundraiser for Caius after the salon owner came forward saying she was a target for threats and would need to relocate her business after releasing the video of Pelosi breaking local coronavirus ordinances while visiting her salon. Pelosi visited E Salon on August 31 for a wash and a blowout without wearing a mask, despite local coronavirus restrictions, a move the owner called a slap in the face. Salons in San Francisco had also been closed since March and had just been allowed to reopen to the public on September 1 for outdoor hairstyling only. Pelosi responded that Caius had set her up for political reasons and owed her an apology. On September 3, Caius responded to Pelosi's accusations, calling them totally false and outrageous.